I'm John DeSando.
I'm Johnny DiLoretto. This is Cinema Classics.
Yeah, boy, and talk about hot topics.
You know, we're tackling a really heavy topic today. This we don't usually do.
No,
this,
we do not.
Let's talk Harvey Weinstein and the watershed moment for not only Hollywood, but for America, it seems.
He's a big guy, 6 feet, 300 pounds.
Disgusting. One of his eyes is kind of shut. It's disturbing, the allegations. As we said, about 60 women so far have come, opening a Pandora's box of allegations. Most recently, Anthony Rapp accused Kevin Spacey of coming on to
when he was 14.
When he was 14 and Kevin Spacey was 26. What are the ramifications of this? When artists like Woody Allen, Roman Polanski, now Kevin Spacey, are involved in these troublesome bits of moral business, can we still derive meaningful power from them?
A classic cinema classic question that you and I have rolled around so many times over these years. I believe the art is separate from the artist. I believe we need to do that, although in these days, with so much communication, particularly on social media, it's very difficult to separate the two. When you look at James Toback, the director, and how many scores of allegations against him, you're kind of wondering, well, what films did he direct, and what is my attitude toward?
I'm troubled by it. And, you know, like, intellectually, I can make that distinction. Woody Allen had this allegation of child molestation against him. I can kind of reason my way out of it. He wasn't found guilty of it. It's gone, put away. It was that one accusation. There's doubt surrounding it. You know, some people say there is, some people say there isn't. I don't know. There's enough doubt surrounding it to the emotional part of me totally crushed and disheartened by it.
Well, you've cooled on him over the years, but that's because his output hasn't met your expectations.
The movies suck.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So you haven't, I don't think you've made that one-to-one correlation between his personal life and that.
Now, interesting about Harvey Weinstein, I don't care what the guy produced. He's a producer. I can go back and watch Pulp Fiction or Shakespeare in Love and not care.
Gangs of New York.
Gangs of New York. Yeah. Not care because Harvey Weinstein put the money up. Then now comes this other question that's been haunting the rest of the Hollywood community, which is who knew what? When did they know it? How much did they know? And why didn't they do anything, right? Mm-hmm. So now it does kind of cast a taint upon the works of Tarantino. And
well, when it gets down to George H.W. Bush, patting butts. Look, at Harvey's a great example about the ambivalence of all this. 20 of his films have been nominated for the Oscar, and I think 4 or 5 have won the Oscar. It is a serious matter because of the power that rests with somebody like Harvey, producer, to make your career. The enormous weight on a beautiful young woman who is approached by this man of power who can make her career.
Yeah, and not only make her career, make the career that most everybody dreams of.
Yeah.
The American dream, to be a movie star.
It radiates out to people like Ben Affleck. Because if he knows that Harvey is doing inappropriate things, you would think that he would confront him. Any other male in Hollywood who knew that this was happening, it's a sin that's shared.
This is the moment when 10, 15, 20 years ago, you hear a story like that, and you might go, ugh, disgusting. Shrug it off and keep moving. Now, today is a different time. These things, we know the power to damage careers and people's spirituality.
Our advance in all of this is that women are freed to speak up about it. Men now recognize that there is a responsibility on their part to come forward, to serve as a sounding board for justice. It's still a very tough thing to do when you are talking purely about power, not even money. We're talking power. And to be a man with another man who is your superior and to call him on it.
Yeah.
I suspect there's a way. There's a way of counseling by saying, hey, bud, you know, there's rumors about and, I love you and all this, but you got to stop it because this is not morally the right thing to do.
It just goes to show you that power itself, wherever you'll find it, you'll find these repulsive behaviors.
You will. The award-winning Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.